England at its best. Der große Britpod.
Mit Alexander Klaus Stecher und
Klaus Behling.
Hello and welcome to our Britpod. This is part 4 from our Goodwood tour. And today we will present you the world famous horse race course at Goodwood. And you can hear also James Crespi with a little interview about the race course, the history, and all the fun you can have if you visit the Goodwood horse race course. Hear you soon. Ein neuer Tag in Goodwood und heute, lieber Klaus, beschäftigen wir uns mit einem der berühmtesten Pferderennen im Vereinten Königreich, denn der Duke of Richmond, der Herzog von Richmond, den wir ja in den letzten Wochen kennengelernt haben, der hat uns eingeladen auf sein berühmtestes Pferderennen. Oh, jetzt beginnt gleich schon mal eine Musikprobe. Du hast dir extra einen neuen Hut zugelegt, das finde ich toll. Also Banderole mit Pink und mit Dunkelblau passend zum Sakko, alles genau. Gut bei dir, ne?
Ja, weil ehrlich gesagt, ich bin ein großer Pferdefreund, das weißt du ja.
Ja.
Und ich liebe Pferderennen. Und Pferderennen in England sind ja nochmal was ganz Spezielles.
Alles redet ja eigentlich immer nur von Ascot, Ascot. Das ist so das Feinste, wo man mit dem Cut hin muss und am besten im Stresemann und dergleichen. Aber hier ist es ein bisschen, ja, man könnte sagen, so wie in Iffezheim in Deutschland so ein bisschen. Aber der ganze Platz ist viel schöner, viel edler natürlich. Guck mal, über uns auch ein paar Flugparaden.
Ja, und zwar genau die alten Spitfires, die hier
unglaublich schön,
sich
ja.
präsentieren. Aber Alex, muss ich korrigieren. Das ist ja eben das große Missverständnis. Die meisten Leute lesen nur immer über Ascot. Das ist sozusagen die Crème de la Crème. Aber es gibt ja in England, ich weiß nicht, glaube ich, noch 30 andere Rennplätze. Und die sind alle wahnsinnig beliebt und die sind alle toll ausgestattet.
Das ist ja ein besonders alter Platz hier, ne? In Goodwood,
genau.
In der Nähe vom Goodwood House.
1802 das allererste Rennen. Und zwar hat es der damalige Duke of Richmond ausgerichtet für die Offiziere der Sussex Militia, das ist diese quasi das Militär, und auch noch für seine Hunter, für seine Jäger. Und wenn du da vorne guckst, guck mal da vorne,
beim Eingang,
dieses Gebäude, nein, da ja. rechts, ist ein Gebäude, sieht aus wie ein kleines Landhaus.
Ja.
Ja. Und das sind die Kennels.
Oh.
Und die Kennels sind ja Hundezwinger.
Ja.
Und dieses Gebäude war damals gebaut worden nur für die Jagdhunde des Herzogs.
Die haben
heute
es aber gut
ist da
gehabt, ne?
Eine Bar drin und Lokal, was hier zur Anlage gehört. Aber kommen wir zurück, lieber Alex, hier zur Atmosphäre bei strahlendem Wetter.
24,5 Grad.
Rennen, das Daisy Warwick Steak.
Da bin ich
Rennen.
Mal gespannt, ja.
Und das sind die Einjährigen, die hier zum ersten Mal laufen. Aber an der Strecke von...
Oh, schau mal, was jetzt hier dieser Spitfire macht. Der geht in die Luft, macht einen Looping. Eine Drehung in der Luft, es ist unglaublich, man möchte es nicht für möglich halten. Also das ist ja doppelt gut hier, was man alles zu sehen bekommt. Das Rennen parallel auf der Rennstrecke mit den Autos, dann hat man hier das Pferderennen, die Saisoneröffnung, bei der wir dabei sein dürfen. Es beginnt ja jetzt dann bald mit einem großen Rennen hier, ne?
Genau, und das ist das Spitfire Flypast Rennen.
Okay.
Das ist das Rennen der Einjährigen, ich glaube über anderthalb Meilen. Und da schaut man, das ist ja nun, wie gesagt, hier das erste Rennen und die anderen beginnen ja auch alle erst in den anderen Rennplätzen. Und da schaut man schon mal, was für neue Einjährige gibt es denn?
Okay.
Und was kann aus denen werden in der Saison?
Und wir machen uns, bevor es losgeht, mal ein bisschen über den Platz und berichten euch, was wir sehen, was wir hören. Vielleicht finden wir ein paar nette Interviewpartner, die uns noch ein bisschen was zeigen. Denn wir werden euch auch noch den offiziellen Chef dieses ganzen Rennkurses hier vorstellen. Das ist James Crespi. Der wird uns noch ein Interview geben. Da freue ich mich drauf.
Bis dahin wollen wir ein bisschen rumlaufen und genießen. Denn vor allem die Damen sind eine Augenweide.
Ja, die haben, ja
tolle
Hüte auf.
Tolle Hüte auf.
Ja,
die Herren
Kleider.
Mit ihren von Panama bis sonst was. Ja.
Du hast jetzt einen Panama, das
ich
ist doch schön.
Panama,
ich habe einen übrigens vom ältesten Headshop in London. Schau mal, was da wieder drin steht. Lock & Co. Hatter, St. James Street in
so
London.
Warum sieht der so alt aus?
Ja, du bist ja lustig.
Also,
der geht für alle Gelegenheiten.
Ganz viel Vergnügen beim Rumstrolchen und wir werden uns nachher wieder melden.
Bis gleich. So, Klaus, und während wir uns hier so ein bisschen über den Platz des Rennens machen, treffen wir eine der Informationsdamen, die ist super gekleidet, Elizabeth Tabbett. Oh, wonderful. Elizabeth, nice to meet you. How are you today?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the beginning of the season here.
Heute ist das Season Opening. Wir dürfen dabei sein. Sie sind auch seit vielen Jahren schon im Einsatz. How many years are you working for this?
This is my 11th year.
Then you know all what we want to know.
Not really. You never know what I don't know.
You were so kind to bring us such a program. And what's important to read here and to know here?
Okay, this is the layout of the race course here with the different parts of the race course and the different colors. If you want to know more about the restaurants, there's all sorts of things about the food. Here.
Wonderful. That sounds great.
Food and catering. And then a little bit further on, this is all about the prices, etc.
Okay.
Keep up to date. We're going digital for the first year.
Oh.
First time.
Oh, also, yeah. Man wird ganz modern here.
Digital. Yeah. Everything digital for environmental reasons, not much paper, etc.
Das ist eine tolle Geschichte.
This is about how to read a race card.
Oh, that's not easy, I think.
It is quite easy, really. I mean, if you go to, say, the race number one.
Which starts at 1:30, I think.
Race 125.
Okay.
So it tells you how many furlongs, the distance of the race. It tells you what type of horse, the age of the horse, etc. And then this is what it will tell you, all the information about the owner, the trainer, the jockey, the form of the horse from previous races, etc., and who was the mother of the horse and who was the father of the horse.
Oh, the generation.
Yes, so it tells you all that sort of information here.
This means you know all about the horses, perhaps, and have a little tip for us on which horse we should go.
I'm afraid I have no tips because I love looking at the horses, but I don't know much about them personally.
Okay.
But there's a bit more information in here. Also a newspaper called The Racing Post for the people who know a lot about horses. Gives you their previous form and so on. And that is a lot of the reasons why people bet. But on the other hand, some people come and say, I'll have £5 on this race and £5 on that race, and just for the enjoyment of the day.
And do you know someone who became rich from these races here and went to you and said, here, I have the thousands of pounds now?
I don't know anybody personally, but I have seen people with a lot of money. When we used to take cash, they had a lot of money. They came in with a lot of money. I don't know what they went home with. A lot less or a lot more? I don't know.
In which area are the betting offices?
Right, there's betting inside each grandstand. And there's sometimes, depending on the races and whether it's a very big meeting, there is betting outside. I can show you where, if you like.
Since you are working here for 11 years now, what would you say is the special atmosphere for this event and also especially for this opening here?
Well, I can only say that over the years, the casual staff, which are not the regular employees of Goodwood, the casual staff, we're a great team. We meet for coffee outside and so on, and it's nice to make friends that way. And also, from my point of view, the guests, the members who come and you see every year, and lots have come this morning, say, oh, it's lovely to see you again. And I say, it's lovely to see you again. And that's really nice.
And there's a special dress code also, I see, for the ladies and gentlemen, also with the tie we also wear.
For the Richmond enclosure, there's a special dress code, and gentlemen have got to wear jackets and ties. And however, in the hot weather, when the temperature gets to a certain level and the Duke says we can take our jackets off, then you can take your jacket off.
Have you met famous people, actors,
VIPs
and so on?
Yes, I have, especially for what is now known as the Qatar Festival, which is the 5-day festival at the end of July, beginning of August. The Duke usually has special guests, but he can have special guests all the year round.
Well, can you name someone?
I haven't met them, I've seen them. I do sometimes see members of the royal family because I used to work with members of the royal family, so they recognise me and we chat,
great.
Which is nice.
So, then you're famous yourself.
Not really.
In the meantime, yeah, great.
Not really.
Thank you very much. You told me that you will guide us a little bit. What can we see now here in front of us?
This over here is the owners and trainers restaurant. So if you're an owner or a trainer or a guest of the owner and trainer, you can use that restaurant. You've got a restaurant here that is seafood and champagne, champagne and seafood. You've got a walk-in restaurant down here as well. And then on the other side, you see where there's that tower.
Yeah.
You've got two restaurants on the top floor, and they're hospitality.
Oh.
And then one on the ground floor, which is also for the people who are in a syndicate.
Oh.
So they can go there for coffee, complimentary coffee. And then there are days when it's actually turned into a restaurant. This one is the owners and trainers bar, this one here.
Oh.
Then if you come here, we've got the parade ring.
Yes.
Where the horses go round before the race.
Ah. This is the warm-up for the horses.
Yeah, this is so people can see the horses they're going to bet on.
Oh.
Ja, Alex, da muss ich dir was dazu sagen. Dieser Führring hier. Hier hast du, wenn du wetten möchtest, die Möglichkeit,
das Pferd vorher zu sehen.
Alle Pferde werden ja vorher rumgeführt.
Genau.
Ja? Und du hast die Möglichkeit, wenn du wetten möchtest, dir die Tiere anzuschauen.
Was?
Der Kenner weiß ja, der achtet auf die Fesseln, was hat der für eine Form heute. Und das tut man hier am Paradeplatz.
So, the horses come from the stables. They're unloaded on the other side there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go in to the pre-parade ring, which is... I won't bother to show you, but it's a little smaller parade ring just round by that tree. They come round there, and then when they're ready to be saddled, they go in those buildings there, and they saddle them and put on whatever they have.
Mm.
And then they come into the main parade ring. And then when they're told, jockeys mount, and then they go out along there, and that goes out towards the actual... race course, which I'll show you in a minute. So the jockey's weighing room and dressing room, etc., because they're weighed before and they're weighed after the race. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hier geht's runter zur Preisverleihung.
I'm just showing these gentlemen from Germany, the journalists, round. If I can just, we won't go into the jockeys, but we can just go there and come back out.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I might not be here all the time, so there may be someone else.
No, we are coming back very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. These are the holy rooms from the team, from the jockeys, and you bring us in here. That's very, very important here. Oh wow.
So, und hier ist das Allerwichtigste, hier steht die Waage. This is where the jockeys are weighed.
Yes.
And this is most important.
Yeah.
Das ist das Allerwichtigste, weil jeder Jockey wird gewogen. Da kommt es ja auf jedes Gramm an. Und es darf niemand fälschen dabei. Hier sind die Ehrungen. Hier finden die Ehrungen statt.
And that's where they present the cups and things like that.
Very interesting. Let's go.
So this is the march stand, so the Duke's box is up there, the Qatar boxes are there, the members have their lounge there, etc., and their canteen, their restaurants and thing. That is for members of the Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the barrier there?
Yeah.
People like that won't be able to get through.
Yes. What I see, and I brought by myself one cigar, it's allowed to buy a cigar and to smoke here?
You can smoke outside.
Very good.
Yeah.
Not forbidden. That's interesting.
It's not forbidden outside, but
and
it is.
And don't disturb the horses.
Oh my God!
With
I disturb
smoke.
You with my smoke.
Of course. Yeah.
I have only good cigars, you know.
Oh, there you go. So you saw the cigar stand.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's go.
Right. Let me show you the views.
Oh yes.
Alexander, jetzt gehen wir ja hier auf die Rennbahn zu. Und was ich hier gleich auf den ersten Blick so besonders finde, das ist, wir liegen erhöht. Und die Rennbahn liegt jetzt ein bisschen vor uns, ein bisschen tiefer. Aber noch tiefer liegt die unglaublich schöne Waldlandschaft von Sussex.
Ja.
Und das ist sehr eindrucksvoll.
Now, anything Goodwood and betting and like that, those bet. They only take a debit card. You can't bet with a credit card any longer because people were betting, especially during COVID, they were betting, and then they had nothing else to do, so they were getting worse and worse in debt.
Oh.
So you can't bet with a credit card, you can bet with a debit card.
Thanks God.
Ja,
genau. Thanks God, ich habe eine Debitcard dabei, yeah. From NatWest.
Yeah, very good, NatWest, yeah. And here, some of them do take cash, I think. But okay. The thing is, I think you get paid out in
yes,
cash,
yes.
But you can't spend it then.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have
yes.
to use your card.
Yes, yes.
Eine interessante
we went
Geschichte.
Cashless. Goodwood went cashless, I think, in 2022.
Also wir müssen uns ganz herzlich bedanken bei Elisabeth. Sie hat das so toll gemacht. We thank you so much for this private guided tour, Elisabeth.
You're welcome. It's only a small tour because there's so much yeah. more to see.
But it was just really impressive.
It gives you a little idea of...
And thanks yes. for your time for us.
You're most welcome and welcome to Goodwood.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Im Rahmen unseres Podcasts England at its Best sprechen wir jetzt mit dem Renndirektor der Rennbahn hier in Goodwood. Es ist James Crespi und er weiß alles über die Zukunft des Rennsports und die besondere Atmosphäre von Goodwood. Thank you for your invitation. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show and glad you can be here.
What is the job from a director of such a big racing course here?
So, I mean, as you know, you've spent a few days on the Goodwood Estate and you've seen that there are lots of things going on,
yes.
whether it's the motor circuit, the farm and the golf course, and the race course forms absolutely part of that. We've been here for over 200 years and we have 19 race meetings a year, and we are one of the sort of premium flat courses in the country and possibly the world. So my job is to make sure that that goes to plan and that we spend the winter fixing everything, cleaning everything, selling tickets, thinking about what our hospitality areas are going to look like, what sort of races we want to put on, and really everything that goes into running this sort of big festival,
mm-hmm.
which starts today. And there are 19 days over the course of the year, and we finish up in October. And our big week is 5 days in August. That's our main festival.
Why do you have this passion for riding, and what did you perhaps study or learn for this job? And was it a coincidence that you came with business? What was the reason why?
So I started at Goodwood 20 years ago, and I actually worked on the motorsport events. So I used to build the Festival of Speed and Revival, and there were less than 300 people working at Goodwood. Now there's nearly 700. And what's so great about working at Goodwood is you can sort of move between areas. And there was an opportunity that came up 15 years ago for me to come up and run the race course. And that's how I am sort of here today. And I think this is elite sport that we put on. You know, we have racehorses coming from around the world to compete here. So to be able to, for that to be your job, to put on that world-class sport is, you know, we're very, very lucky to do that.
King Edward once said, Goodwood is a garden party with a racing course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as I said, our history goes way back 200 odd years ago, where members of the Sussex Militia, you know, officers in the army, before any of this was here, used to race their horses along a piece of ground called the Harroways. That became a yearly thing. And 240 odd years later, here we are now. And it's always been, even to this day now, it has that sort of garden party feel. It's stylish, but it's relaxed. And there is a unique atmosphere and feeling here that you quite often don't get anywhere else.
Since when it's called Goodwood Glorious?
It's a great question. So Glorious sort of was something that the British press coined back in the probably mid sort of 20th century. That's our word now. And those 5 days that we put on in August, known as the Glorious Festival, now the Qatar Glorious Festival. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still apparent now all those years later. And we were very lucky, and as you can see today, when the weather is like this, the view that this course offers, where you have the, you know, the English Channel, the Solent there, and then the rolling Sussex Hills the other side, you know, we're very lucky to have this place.
What inspired you to return after your tenure at Epsom and West Wittering
yeah.
here back to this course?
Yeah. Well, I mean, although I left Goodwood, it never felt like I actually did, because wherever I lived or worked, you could kind of always see it. And I think When I got the phone call 2 years ago, if I'd like to come back, it was, you know, a very hard thing to say no to, because this, I've grown up here, I got married here.
Really?
Yeah, so it's always been a very sort of, you know, special place for me. And I think the opportunity to come back and, you know, our job here is to make sure the estate has been here for 300 years. We want to make sure it's here for another 300 years.
Wonderful.
So to be able to be part of that is very lucky.
Today's season opener kicks off the racing calendar. What can attendees look forward to?
So I think today it's very much, we've come out of winter, jump racing is finished, and the flat season is here. And as I said, it's the first of our 19 days, and really now it's sort of gearing up, ready for the glorious festival in August.
Mm-hmm.
We have this weekend and one at the end of May, then we have Friday evenings in June where we put DJs and music on afterwards. So really today's about welcoming everyone back and setting a tone for the rest of the year.
Goodwood is renowned for its unique charm. How do you balance this tradition with modern innovation?
It's very hard, and I think everything we do here, we want to do to the best of our ability and to do it differently. If you become a member here, you don't just get a badge, you get a metal badge that there has been time and thought and effort that's gone into. And that's how we approach everything. When we put our music nights on, we don't just put a DJ on, we let everyone into the parade ring, we have a spectacular light show. So everything we do, it all comes back, and that's from the Duke. The Duke leads that. Everything we do has got to be the best we possibly can to create the best experience and memories for everyone to come back to. And, whether you're up here watching world-class racing or you're at the Festival of Speed watching Formula One cars tear up past the house through the park, or, a classic GT 40 from the 60s at Revival, it is creating that charm that you mentioned. It's all part of it, and that's why we're all here. Whatever you do here, whether you're a cleaner, whether you're picking the cars, whether you're building it, everyone is focused on that.
Because you mentioned the medals for the members and so on, what would we have to do to become a member, or is it possible, or do we have to pay or sponsor, or what's the
you have
thing?
To it's a very hard test you have to pass. No, I'm joking. So we have at the race course, we have 4,000 members.
Ooh.
And you can go on a wait list and you get to come to all 19 days, and above us now is the members lounge. Whoa. So you have access to that, and you're there for all 19 days, and there are lots of other reciprocal days, so you can go to Ascot and Cheltenham and what have you.
Really?
And then we have 15,000 members in the GRRC. So they are members, but on the motorsport side. So they are part of the club, and some of them have the most incredible cars you've ever seen, and there are events arranged all year and tours across Europe, and they have special areas at the motorsport events.
Sustainability is increasingly important. What steps are being taken to reduce the environmental impact of race nowadays?
Sure. So that's really important, because long before everything else was here, Goodwood was a natural estate, a forest, a piece of English countryside. And certainly the Duke and Duchess are really keen on us promoting that and thinking about that, because we put on big events, hundreds of thousands of people come to all of them. So we've planted nearly 200,000 trees over the last 2 or 3 years, and there are areas of woodland that we knew existed 200 years ago that we're trying to recreate again. Our farm is organic. It's one of the largest organic downland farms in Europe. We work closely. It's across everything we do. We ask the suppliers that help us build these events now to use sustainable fuels. Instead of putting tents down and throwing in the bin, we try to build things in a sustainable way so they last longer. So everything we do goes across the whole business.
James, in Germany, we don't have so much bets than people who are betting. And I just saw you have official betting desk and private. So maybe you can tell us something about the betting system here.
Yeah, it depends how long we've got, because it's very, very complicated.
Yeah.
We have a sort of a tote that's operated. The tote has been in various forms in the UK for decades now. But that essentially runs the pool betting for all race courses. And then there are individual bookmakers that we call bookies that are on the front with the boards and what have you. But it's a complicated industry and a complicated part of the sport. It's where a lot of the revenue comes. And most of the courses will take that and put that back into prize money for the racing and what have you. So for us, it's a really important part of the business to allow us to keep investing back in the sport, to make sure we have prize money, to attract the best horses, and also to run the venue. We're looking to build a new stand or a new enclosure next year. So the betting you see is an important part of it.
The prize you can win comes from the, let's say, from the bookies.
And the money also.
Or from some sponsors.
All. If you look at it, the bookmakers pay a levy, which goes into a central pot, which is then distributed to the 59 racecourses in the country. And then there's something called executive contribution, which is how much we put in. So that each racecourse will decide from their, you know, P&L for the year, how much they're willing to put in. And of course, sponsorship will form part of that as well.
Behind the races, are there any new initiatives or programs and enhancing the visitor experience more and more?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think horse racing is facing some challenges at the moment, particularly around getting new people to come and watch. Tomorrow we have 2,500 students coming in an area just for them. And we have been doing that every year for 3 or 4 years. We love it because it introduces a new audience to us. And we work with a company that makes it very easy for them to get here and take them home. So that's something that we're really keen on. The music nights we put on in June, they've been running for nearly 15 years now. Again, that helps us to introduce a new audience.
Yeah.
You probably will have seen some school children around today who will having a tour on how racing works. And I think they're doing a bit of maths and checking how much the jockeys weigh and what have you. And I think as well, I mentioned a big plan for us is the new enclosure that we want to refurbish and build next year. And we're going to do that very differently. We don't want to replace a grandstand with a grandstand. We're going to put it all back to nature. It's going to be a grass bank, and it's going to be a sort of very different way of people to come racing that's geared up for families. Mm-hmm. So it will attract, you know, perhaps again, hopefully some new people.
James, what is the syndicate for the racing system?
Syndicates have become very popular in racing over recent years. You know, the cost of owning and running a racehorse is substantial. So syndicates allow a much more affordable way to get into racehorse ownership. And the one that operates under, we have a scheme here called GROG, the Goodwood Racehorse Ownership Group. And we have two horses under management and they run in the Duke of Richmond's colours. And we have 112 members at the moment. Syndicates can range from the three of us to 1,000 people.
Really?
So it's really a great way for people that perhaps don't have the funds to buy a horse outright to be part of that journey of owning a horse and seeing it through training and decide where it runs and what have you.
Do you buy also horses in order for the Duke or by yourself? And is that also possible to make money, a lot of money with horses? Or what's the price for a horse and how can you sell it and so on?
Yeah, I mean, I think, so we don't do that. The GROG scheme runs independently and we run the venue and the race course. We're not in the business yet of buying and selling horses, but certainly, you know, there's a big sort of, you know, worldwide industry of breeding horses and bloodlines and, you know, incredibly complex and detailed and amazing when you look at, you know, family trees and where, you know, where original horses come from and what have you. Yeah, you can make a lot of money from it.
So for example, did you ever buy a horse or sell a horse? And what is the price? Where does it start? Where does it end?
Yeah, I mean, I think my expertise is limited on this, but I mean, if you take the Grog horse, for example, last year, off the top of my head, I think that was about 30,000 auction and was sold for just under 400,000.
Oh, this is a good business.
That was a good day's work, but it doesn't happen every year. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, racing is it's a sport embedded deep in British culture, whoever you are, wherever you come from. So yeah, it absolutely has its sort of place, with, you know, within the royals.
James, wir danken ganz herzlich für dieses sehr interessante Gespräch und wünschen eine ganz tolle, erfolgreiche Saison 2025 mit dem großen Jubiläum, was ja auch noch gefeiert wird. James, we thank you very much for this very interesting view behind the scenes. All the best for you and a very good season. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Cheers.
Diese Folge des Britpod wurde präsentiert von Romance TV. Ihr Sender für romantische Serien und auch Geschichten in Englands großartiger Landschaft.